I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hello, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing well, and I apologize for missing last Friday, but I was on a little vacation with the kids, and unfortunately was in a spot where there was no escaping surrounding noise. And I know that there's a lot of surrounding noise typically when I call in, but this was at a level that even I deemed unacceptable. So I apologize.
So you just apologized for not calling in to something that doesn't pay you, tolerating Baskin and me without taking time away from your kids. Man, you are way too dedicated. Andy's right.
No, you know what? And that pacing, there might be something to that. I figured 20 minutes a week for the last 3 years. Yeah.
Three.
You got to get a gift certificate from somewhere.
Yes.
Right? Or is it four now?
I think it's more than that, Brian.
I think it's 11 years.
Started, you know what?
It's
it
11 years.
It started in March, it was the third week of March of 2020. And I think in that time frame, I've missed four days. Once a week, I've missed 4 days since March of 2020, and here we are in 23. It's been three full years.
I mean, if you get service hours, you can write us. We'll send you a letter. How's that sound? That way it'll help you graduate.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. Anything from you guys.
B.A., when you look at this last week of spring training, what's important for all these teams?
First and foremost, you're going to say health. Everybody says that. It's funny because I asked Kevin Cash the same question. We had him on during our broadcast on Wednesday. And I said, hey, Kevin, I said, you're going down. You're the last week of spring. Outside of health, because that's the obvious answer, what do you want to see from your team? And it was very interesting. And he's right when you think about it. He wants to see some results. You know, he wants to see some guys getting into a good place in their game and getting rewarded for it as you move into the season. You know, guys who have been scuffling during camp, you want to see them get a couple of hits here as you roll into the regular season because you want them in a good frame of mind. So I thought that was a wonderful answer because as a player, you felt the same way. You're like, my last outing, I want to, my last start before I know that we're going to start the regular season, I want to go out and perform well. I mean, I've spent all of spring training tweaking my game, working on some things. Maybe it was the fastball early on. Maybe I was working on my breaking stuff. But my last start, I want to put it all together and treat that, even if it's abbreviated, three or four innings, whatever it may be, I want to treat that like a start that matters. And I want results because I want to feel good about myself and my game as we move into the regular season. And I think that is the right answer or should be the right answer for everybody.
That's good stuff. I'm wondering, though, as a pitcher, where did you want to be at the start of a season? You know, like you're ready for the season opener. In your mind, I'm good to go 9. I'm good to go 110 pitches. I'm good to go 70. Where did you need to be? And if you had wiggle room, did you have wiggle room, Brian, with where did you need to go or want to go and how quickly you had to get there?
You know what? Things are different now. I think they ramp guys up to be able to go out and give them five or six if you're an ace early on. I mean, you don't see, a lot of guys pitching deep over the course of a season, especially in the month of April. For me, I wanted to build up to where when I went out there for my first start, if I could go CG, I'd go CG. And I can remember my first year with the Diamondbacks, my second start of the season was against the Dodgers in L.A. And I had gone 8 shutout. My pitch count was well under control, and Buck Showalter pulled me. And I'm giving him holy hell in the dugout. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm 3 outs from a shutout. I am dealing. I am ready to go. Let me finish this. And we had a new closer that year. It was his first time closing and obviously expansion year with the Diamondbacks. And he said, no, Felix, he needs an opportunity because it was a 3-0 game. And he said he needs to go out there and earn a save and get used to his role, you've done enough, you're coming out of the game. But my point is, that was my second start of the year, and I had gone 8 innings. So my point is when we started the season back then, I wanted to be fully stretched out and able to give you as many pitches as I needed to win a ball game. It's different now. They ramp guys up. They get them to that 5 innings. You know, that's about the deepest you're going to go in spring training. And then they're going to keep you kind of close to that for a while. And then, you know, let you stretch out if your performance dictates that. But it's a different ramp up now than it was years ago.
B.A., we were just talking about this too. Like, especially when you played here, the transition from spring training to regular season, it's just night and day. Like, one day you're sitting there and you're worried about making sure you don't get burned. And the next day you're either here or you're somewhere on the road up north, which makes no sense to me at all, and you're freezing. And being able to play baseball in all elements, but, I mean, it's just, it's so harsh sometimes, the turn. Like, I'm looking, Guardians are in Seattle next week, right? So it'll be 56, 50, 51, and it's supposed to rain, which I know they have a roof in Seattle, but it still doesn't, the weather still sucks. It's not fun when you're playing in that. Can you just talk about that and just body adjustment, being able to play the same game? Although sometimes, man, when you put, you know, bat to ball, or you're trying to throw a ball in different climates like that, it's a game changer.
Yeah. Now, listen, there's no question about it. You're going to deal with the elements, and it's not always going to be a whole lot of fun. But you're a professional, and you're paid handsomely to go out and figure out a way to get it done. Again, not fun. Hitters, you know, I early in the season when we would play in cold weather, I loved it as a pitcher. Because after I warm up, I'm the one dictating the action. And I am out there pitching to each and every guy that comes to the plate, where a hitter is hitting, you know, once every 45 minutes. He may go out and stand in the field and not get a ball hit to him. It's tougher for a position player to stay loose and to stay warm on a chilly day. Not so much for the pitcher. Once the pitcher gets loose, he's loose. And so I don't care how cold it is. I'm loose and I'm ready to go. And you also knew that hitters did not like to get jammed in cold weather. You hit a ball off the handle when it's cold, and your hands will buzz for an inning or two. And so I always felt as a pitcher, you had the advantage in cold weather, because you know the position players don't want to hit that stuff, and they are just – it's not as easy for them to stay as loose as you are, because you're moving each and every – I mean, you're pitching. So you're constantly in motion, and you're ready to go. So it's just one of the – you know, one of the things that every player understands that he's going to have to deal with. April may not be a lot of fun for a lot of guys, but before too long it warms up and you know, the boys of summer and all of that, it kicks in. But yeah, the early in the season, it can be a challenge. I think for most guys, it's something that you got to deal with between the ears. We already know it's going to be cold. It's not going to be fun. How are you going to deal with that mentally and not let that beat you? Because if you don't deal with it mentally, you will stink. And your performance will show that.
B.A., a couple of the Guardians pitchers who, you know, we all assume will be in the rotation and at least there for the major part of the season, have had pretty rough springs. What do you do about a rough spring? Do you worry about it? Do you work on anything? Do you think you have to make major tweaks? What does it mean?
Well, that I think that becomes individualized. I mean, is it because you had a rough inning or here or there while you're working on something and you can kind of flush it and not really worry about it? Or is it systemic? I mean, is it an issue with your release point? The pitch is not doing what they normally do. You're not getting the same kind of movement. Your velocity is not where it should be. Those would be more problematic. That would be something where, yeah, you've got to get to the root of the problem. So I think it all depends on, you know, the individual guy and what the individual struggle actually looks like. But again, you're getting to the point of spring training where you could have had a rough spring up to now. If you can find a way in your last outing to go out there and throw 3, 4, 5 innings and get locked in, you'll never think about that before. If you don't, yeah, that's something that can be a carryover, and that's something that can linger into the regular season because it's so fresh on your mind. And at that point, you still haven't really figured it out and gotten yourself to where you want to be. So that can be troublesome. But I think it all depends on the individual and how how the lack of results, how you got to the lack of results. And it's different for everybody.
All right, B.A., who do you like in the AL Central? Because I've seen us. I've seen the White Sox. I've seen the Twins. Who do you like in the AL Central?
I like the Guardians. I do. And I don't say that because I'm a Cleveland guy. I really do like that team. And the full year of Gonzalez, I think Josh Bell, you know, the having some extra pop in that lineup, which is what they needed, is going to help. They're going to be very athletic. They're going to be, you know, managed as well as any team in baseball. So, and the pitching, yeah, you'd be a little bit nervous about the pitching now because of the lack of spring training results, but there's a track record here, and these guys know how to develop it. They know how to fix it, and they perform very well year in and year out. So I like them. You know, the Twins, intriguing, but, you know, not overly concerning for me. The White Sox, every year we get the White Sox shoved down our throat nationally in the AL Central. And every year we go and we play the White Sox as being the analyst for the Rays. We play them three games in Chicago and we play them three or four games down here at Tropicana Field. And every time we play them, I'm like, what, where's the hype? Why is there hype? It's a team, it may be tremendously talented and they may have a lot of good players with a lot of wonderful attributes, but they don't play hard all the time. They do not lay it out on the line all the time. They'll play hard one game, not the next, and on very inconsistent with their effort level. And so that team will never concern me. I mean, that just, if I'm looking at that division now, they start to give good effort day in and day out, and they have a chance to be dangerous. But I just haven't seen it over the last couple of years when we've been harped on for the White Sox being the team in there. You watch them play, and you're like, yeah, I don't think so. Not yet, anyway. So we'll see.
All right, BA, we know you got to work. You have Mets today. Is that right?
You know what? I'm sorry that it's the last start before spring because you know they're going to pull them back a little bit. But yes, we have the Mets, and we've got Max Scherzer on the mound. But you know he's only going to throw a couple of innings. So
yeah, I guess
it is what it is.
Their shortstop used to play here. I can't remember his name.
Oh yeah, so yeah. I was watching Francisco. He's got an interesting color hair going for this spring. Nice. I don't know if that'll change, you know, coming into opening day, but he's got quite the coifs going today.
We look forward to you changing your hair color too. Thanks, BA.
Yeah, there's not much chance of that. I guess maybe I could put a little dye into my goatee. It's the only hair I got left.
Goodbye, BA.
See you, Brian. Thank you, bud.
Thanks. Have a good weekend.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.